right. Hey, good morning and welcome to Mornings with Ken. Hey, you know the routine. Go get that cup of coffee, that virtual donut, pull up a chair, kick off your shoes, and stay a while. I'm really glad you're here. Hey, this weekend I got to go to a heavy metal event, heavy metal music event. It was good time. And the band you just heard, I saw them at this event, and their name is Divine Martyr, and they're from Indianapolis, Indiana. The lead singer is actually from Dayton, Ohio, but they are Divine Martyr, and I really enjoyed their music. I've never heard of them before. I was introduced to them by a friend who recommended that I attend the concert event, and I was glad I did. They're wonderful people, seem like really genuine people, great band. They really rocked it out that night, and I look forward to hearing more from them. In fact, I may be having them on my podcast, so stay tuned for that, because I would like to interview them. But anyway, I was kind of reluctant to go to this event this past weekend because, I like the music that I like, and I have so much of it. It's hard to get into new music. But it's heavy metal. I love it. I love everything heavy metal. But I didn't want to miss this band because when someone first told me about them, I jumped online. I think it was through Apple Music, and I started listening to some of their songs. And again, the name of the band was Divine Martyr. And I thought, wow, I really dig their sound. They really have a good sound. They have a female vocalist, and the metal music, a little growling in there, and they just rocked it out. So I ended up going to the concert, and it was sort of a I don't know what they call it, a band off, or just bands, mini bands there competing to go on to another level of trying to be the best band of the night or whatever. And they were judged on how they did things. But some of the other bands, I'm not really into, because they're not, I like to bring my faith into my music. And Divine Martyr brings the gospel into their music. And that's what I like. Some of the other bands, now I enjoy metal music of all kinds, but I'm not really into bands that are not bringing a Christian worldview per se, but everybody was good. All the bands did a good job that I saw that night. They all did a good job. Really great metal music being played by all the bands that night. But I think Divine Martyr were the only Christian band there. And I love metalheads, as we once used to call each other, metalheads, because we are like family, no matter where you go. Even if we come from, a person of faith, or person with no faith or whatever, agnostic or whatever, it doesn't matter. When you walk into a room and it's a bunch of metalheads in there, it doesn't matter if it's the first time meeting each other or not. It's just a sense of belonging. A sense of belonging and understanding, because let's face it, you know, heavy metal has never been the top of the charts in pop music, or you know, sure they were played on the radio, but they never got their due, I guess. They're not like your today's music. They're not radio friendly sometimes, and so often metal music gets overlooked. You think about, when was the last time a metal band won a Grammy or something, a music award? They generally don't do that, because everybody, you know, they want to listen to this, you know, pop music, which is, that's your thing. That's your thing, you know. Pop music, it's pop music. You know, it's just, you're going to get the popular crowd listening to your pop music. But my point is, walking in there with people, I knew my brother who was there, and a couple friends that were there. But it's a great feeling to walk in there knowing, hey, everybody's here for the same purpose. Everybody's here to listen to some great hard rock, heavy metal music. And it's kind of like a brotherhood. You got guys wearing their jean jackets with different patches of different bands, you know, Metallica and Slayer and you know, Iron Maiden and some of the newer bands, you know, they got patches all over them, and you know, they dress a certain way, and you know, you get the nod from different people. Everybody's pretty friendly. It's nice to fit in with people who share the same passion as you. Now, I grew up in the 80s. I'm an 80s kid. You know, I grew up, there's Van Halen, there's AC/DC, there's Def Leppard, there's Metallica, there's all these bands, tons of bands, you know, metal bands, Motley Crue, and oh my goodness, you know, Led Zeppelin from the 70s, Black Sabbath from the 70s, and, you know, so I appreciate heavy metal music. But I don't like some of the dark, when it gets dark, you know, into the dark stuff, like some of the, you know, Deicide and Merciful Fate and Slayer. Yeah, I'm not going to listen to that. It goes against what I believe in. But still, in this little bar, you got, I don't know how many bands were on the list that night, but tons of bands on the list. Everybody's, you know, playing, just rocking it out. And it's an enjoyable atmosphere as far as feeling a connection, because we share the same things in common, which is metal music. And like I say, it was a great night, had fun. Hope to interview the band sometime down the road when they're available. But I started thinking, you know, I love music. I'm passionate about music. I love listening to music. But there's something more important to have in common with somebody than music. I mean, you could be a golfer and have friends that enjoy golfing, friends that enjoy tennis or classical music, or going to see Broadway plays, which are all good stuff. But I think the best thing to have in common with your fellow man is a relationship with Jesus Christ. That, to me, is the most important thing to have in common, is brothers and sisters of the faith, of the Christian faith. Brothers and sisters who know the Lord, worship together, meet in each other's homes, have fellowship with one another, and the thing we have in common is we all serve the Creator of this world, our Heavenly Father. the Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, the Trinity. And we're thankful for the salvation that has been given to us. That's the greatest thing to have in common, is the fact knowing that I'm in fellowship with my brothers and sisters in Christ, that we have Him in common. I can go to a brother in the Lord and say, hey man, I'm struggling and I can't get over this one issue, and I got brothers that'll pray for me. They'll have coffee with me and listen, and I'll listen to them. And we have a relationship not only with our Savior and our Heavenly Father, we have late relationships with one another, and we're in the same family, the family of God. You know, when you go to, in my case, a metal concert, yeah, you have something in common. You have the love of heavy metal music. And you can shake someone's hand and you both can, you know, rock out to the music and enjoy the night. And you can kind of look at each other and go, yeah, man, they're great. Great. Right. Right. They're great. You're that bass player, you know. But the connection is shallow because you don't share the most important thing. And that's relationship with Christ. I'll take a relationship with Christ over anything. My family, my friends, my loved ones. That's the relationship that I want to keep straight, is with Christ. And, you know, I pray that you do too. And if you haven't sought out that relationship with Christ, it's very simple. All you need to do is, in prayer, cry out to God, and He will hear you. He will answer you. He will answer your prayers. And if you just believe in your heart in Jesus Christ, that He was born of a virgin, that He died on a cross for our sins, to cover our sins. Mankind sin, all the evil stuff we've done to one another throughout history, and the stuff that we've done personally in our own hearts, and with our own hands and minds, we've sinned against God. But Jesus Christ, born of a virgin, was crucified on a cross and died to do away with our sin. He took our punishment. And then, not only did He take our punishment and die, on the third day He rose up from the grave. He rose up from the grave in victory. And in power. And He was witnessed by 500 people. At least 500 saw Him as he came out of the, was raised from the dead. And not only was He raised from the dead, and then He was seen by the 500 people or more. He taught them. And then He ascended into heaven, and He left us the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit convicts us of sin and draws us to the Father, and we can have salvation. Jesus Christ is coming back again, and He's going to return and gather His children, His family, He's going to gather up. And He's going to come back in great glory and take His family home. And I want you to be a part of that family. I really do. And I just, I ask that if you haven't reached out to God, reach out to him. He will make himself known to you. All right. Hey, guys, that's all I really have for today. And I'm glad you came by. I know it's kind of a short show today, but I really am glad you guys came by today. And I pray you guys have a great day today. And hey, you know what? Go listen to some heavy metal music, Christian heavy metal music. If you ever want to know what to listen to, and you like hard rock, heavy metal, let me know. I could hook you up to whatever style that you like. But go put something on that's going to give you a blessing and encourage you throughout the day. So, hey, I will see you next time on Mornings.